and she's been, and
like a BB moment, which is like a beautiful black moment. Did we get any of those in this episode?
Black.
We have a chaotic bi moment of the
chaotic bi moment. And you're watching Black Bi Reality.
Black Bi Baddies.
And those who love us.
Hello, I am Nicole Weaver, the Black Bi Reality Podcast, and I am talking to Jenna Everts of Destination X. How are you, Jenna?
I'm doing pretty good. How about you?
Good, good. Let's get into episode 2, but I also want to start off. You're an English teacher, so how did you hope that knowledge would help you in a competition like this?
Right. Well, so the English teaching I did was, I did it overseas. I was doing like English as a second language teaching. Really, I was hoping that my ability to, navigate social situations, because it is a very difficult social situation. That's what I was hoping would come through, would be dealing with like difficult people, maybe. I don't know.
Gotcha. My other question around that is that you're not much of a reality TV fan based on your past interviews. So how did you get on Destination X?
It kind of fell out of the sky for me. I post on social media. I talk about books. So I have a platform there, and I was kind of found by a casting agent that basically, I just kind of got ushered along, and I guess I nailed the interviews, and the next thing I know, I'm flying out to Europe, which was crazy. It literally just kind of happened, which is amazing. I mean, once in a lifetime kind of opportunity.
Nice. So you seemed pretty outspoken about what you didn't know, and the other participants started to notice and talk about that in the episodes. Did you pick up on any of that you seemed to be more in the dark than the others?
Yeah, well, to be honest, I think a lot of them were clueless. They didn't talk about that fact, but I'm an open book. I'm a very straightforward, honest person, and I can't help it. Like, I just, if someone asked me, I'd be like, I don't know, man. I don't like, I'm not going to try and pretend they would know if I was lying in the first place. But
yeah.
I definitely picked up on the fact that at the very least, people noticed it about me and considered it to be a liability, I guess.
Yeah. Shane said that you were quiet. Do you agree? And who did you talk most with on that bus?
Yeah, I would say I am a rather quiet person, but in social settings, I'm especially in a setting like that where it's a lot of people, I'll be rather quiet. And once I get to know people and I open up, it's easier for me to be outspoken. Mm-hmm. But one-on-one, I think I got to know everyone pretty well. And the person I was closest with on the bus was Allie. She was the one I trusted the most and the one that I felt most connected to. We bonded over quite a few things, which is why the episode ends up playing out the way it does.
Okay. Is Allie, I mean, she seems like a social butterfly in those episodes, but it seems even like more so. I think she was like connecting with Josh. Now we're seeing with Shane, and now everything that played out with you. So yeah. Like, is there anyone Allie wasn't close to on that bus?
I mean, I don't know. It's hard for me to, I don't want to speak for her. I don't want to say like for sure who she was close with, but I'm pretty sure that not many, I don't think anyone was really close with Rick at all. I mean, I kind of was. I loved Rick. I felt a little bad for him that he was being ostracized. I probably would have ended up working with him if I had stayed in the game. Mm-hmm. I'd say probably not him. I don't think that they were really close.
Got it. Okay, let's talk about Rick, because I'm actually pretty surprised. Just from what I heard from Josh, it seemed like Rick was actually getting along with everyone. And then all of a sudden, we're seeing that he's on the outs. Is it because of what Josh said, or was there something else that was going on?
I think it was partially what Josh said, and because he was, I think the way he was playing is almost like the way I would have played if I tried to deceive people. Like, very obvious that he's like, that he's like trying to play the game, and that he's kind of clumsy a little bit about it. That would have been me if I tried. Everyone would have seen straight through me and been like, I don't trust this guy at all, which is why, part of the reason why I never even considered it, because I'm like the worst liar of all time. And I think once Josh pointed that out, not only did it sow seeds of doubt, I think people were scrutinizing everything he did a lot closer. And coming to the conclusion that he wasn't trustworthy. I do think that he was gaming the game, manipulating, but I also think that that's just part of like he wanted to win, and like he
Yeah.
was just like I think that there is a way that I could have worked with him without being lied to constantly.
That's fair. For the fire making challenge, I was curious, did you get assigned your team or did you pick Shane and Mac?
We picked our teams. I don't remember exactly how it happened. Well, I think we were just told to pick our teams, and then we kind of naturally were like, well, how about these three people are leaders or whatever, and then you guys just pick teams, because like otherwise we'll be here forever. And then Shane had actually picked me and Mac, which was really affirming, actually. I was like, dang, you chose me. Hell yeah.
Were you surprised later when Rachel called out Rick and Allie for possibly giving out clues about that helicopter ride?
I was surprised, A, because I was like, am I the only person that hasn't heard anything about this? Like, does everyone know where we are but me? Like, and also, I felt kind of bad because then everyone turned on Rachel and was like, man, she's digging a hole for herself. And I was like, well, I feel like she's justified if they agreed that they weren't going to say anything and now they're going around telling people. I would be kind of upset too. But Rachel and I mean, I love Rachel, so I was totally on her side.
Yeah. I mean, Rachel also seems to be struggling socially. Did you notice that in the moment, or was it a surprise when you watched it back?
I definitely noticed it. I noticed that she was kind of ending up on the outs in some ways. She's another person that if I had stayed in the game, I think me and her probably would have ended up tight. I love Rachel. I mean, outside of the game, she's probably the person I talk to the most still, and I love Rachel.
Okay. Why do you think you guys didn't end up working together during the game?
Well, I think a lot of it has to do with I was still finding my footing. I was still trying to figure out what I was going to do in the game and like how I wanted to play it. And because she was so embroiled in some of the drama that was going on, I was just wary about immediately approaching her. I think naturally we might have gravitated towards each other if I had been in for a little bit longer. But at that point, I wasn't, I mean, Allie and I were close, but like I wasn't really working with anyone specifically in the game. Which is part of why I kind of had a breakdown at the end, because I was like, I don't know what I'm doing right now. I don't know how to play this by myself. And I was really grateful that Allie and Shane had come to me.
Yeah. Were you already emotional before that happened, or was it really just you talking about that moment? What do you think was like your breaking point of like, oh, I'm really struggling in this environment?
I mean, I was struggling from day one. Literally as soon as we started, and I realized that there was no one else playing like me. There was no one else that was like that I could immediately be like, this is my person. I'm with them. I felt very isolated from the very beginning, and I felt like very out of my depth because I was like, man, this is a game that is clearly built on deceit and deception and backstabbing, and I am horrible at those things. So like, how do I play this game? What is my space? How do I move through this? And that was extremely stressful because, especially when you're in a tight environment like that on a bus where everyone can see what you're doing, I just found it so hard to navigate socially what I was doing. And that overwhelmed me. And I'm already an emotional person. So it was just like this pressure cooker that every day I was overthinking everything I was doing, everything I was saying, and feeling really lost.
Yeah, that's understandable and sounds really hard. After filming, who was the first to reach out between you and Allie, and what did she have to say about basically throwing you under the bus with Burn?
Well, it wasn't until, well, so I was, for a while, I think I had been at home for a while because she gets out after me, obviously. Or she makes it however far. I don't
Yeah.
actually know. I have no idea. But whatever it is, she, whenever she got her phone back, I don't know when that was. I can't remember the timeline at all of, because honestly, a lot of the cast members, I think they had to wait to communicate with me until like the entire thing was over, because otherwise, I might know who finished at what point. So whenever that was, she reached out to me first because I just didn't know. I was like, I have no idea who's still in the game, who's still doing what. But we have talked about it a little bit since then, and I'm not holding a grudge or anything.
Yeah.
And I do hope she makes it far. I have no idea. I mean, I have no idea who makes it where.
Yeah. Mac also put down Burn, which I think you were very surprised when you were told that. Do you What's the theory here? Do we think she was also fed bad info, or like Mac just genuinely thought it was Burn?
I don't know. There's so much I don't know about what happened. I like to believe that Mac was just kind of overthinking like I was, and was kind of going in circles, had a hamster wheel in her head that was telling her X, Y, or Z. But I think she's extremely smart, so I think that probably she was thinking of it on her own, and it wasn't something that was like fed to her, because she seems like a very independent person, and I think she's still the strongest person in the game. I wouldn't be surprised to see her win. I have no idea if this is a sign of the times, like she's gonna end up, getting out after me. I don't know, but I was shocked that I almost beat her.
Yeah. My last question. You told TV Insider that your weak spot is social psychological warfare. Do you
Yeah.
think any of your cast members, that's actually their strength?
Yeah, I think a lot of them, that's like their whole thing. I mean, I think at the very least they're very good at social game, maybe not psychological, but like everyone there felt like they had something they were really good at in that area. I think Ty is really good at the social part of it. She's really good at the psychological games. I'd like to say that Rick's good at it, but he—I don't think necessarily good, but he's trying. He's trying really hard to figure that out. And I do think Allie is really good at the social aspect of the game.
Nice. It looks like that's all our time, but it was so good speaking to you, Jenna. I appreciated watching you and looking forward to seeing what else you do.
Yeah, of course. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye.